Back in October, the Federal Energy Information Administration put out a report saying they expect heating fuel costs to be higher than last year. They're forecasting that U.S. households will spend more to heat their homes this winter, especially in places that use heating oil as their main source of warmth. But what happens in the lower 48 doesn't necessarily hold true in Alaska. Rasha McChesney from Alaska's Energy Desk has the story from Juneau.
It's pretty warm in Juneau right now. Not a lot of snow or ice on the ground, and that means things are kind of slow going over at Ike's Fuels. I joined Phil Isaac for a day of topping off tanks.
They got quite a bit. Okay, watch this. They're going to take 138 gallons.
He was so close. That family took 130.8 gallons, oddly enough. Isaac is good at this game because he's been doing it for more than 30 years. His family has been delivering heating oil around Juneau since 1966. We went for a ride because the U.S. Energy Information Administration forecasted that it was going to be more expensive to heat homes this winter. And people who heat their homes primarily with oil could be hit the hardest, with up to a 20% jump. Only about 30% of homes in Alaska use oil as their main source of heat. Those homes are concentrated in rural areas, Fairbanks, and here in Southeast. When costs go up, Isaac has some advice for his customers. The first thing he says is budget for the cold years.
Other ways, you know, tell people, you know, wear an extra sweater and keep your heat at 65. If I was really ruthless, I'd say, well, they need to open their windows and turn their heat up to 90 and run their hot water all day. But that would not benefit anybody but us. So
that prediction of higher costs for winter heating fuels, it's based on higher prices and a higher consumption of the fuel. All of that could drive winter heating costs all over the country up to their highest in 4 years. But Isaac isn't really buying that. For one, he says Alaska is different from the rest of the country. In Juneau, for instance, Ike's gets a fuel barge every 3 weeks. And that means prices are varied, but they're largely insulated from daily changes. Other rural parts of the state are similar. A lot of the off-the-road system communities rely on bulk fuel purchases, so the prices are locked in for months at a time. Isaac isn't the only one who says Alaska is different from the rest of the country. Steve Colt is an Anchorage economist. And Colt says when it comes to heating costs, Alaska is so different from the rest of the country that it almost has its own energy market.
In many parts of Alaska, the prices are already so high that something that would push up the price of heating oil by 20% in New Jersey is probably not going to push it up by 20% in Alaska, in rural Alaska.
Colt says the price of the fuel is only one part of a heating bill. The other one is how much the house is going to use. And they're both equally important. If the price is higher, you'll pay more. If it's warmer, you'll pay less. And that's largely determined by Mother Nature. Right now, it's not super cold here. It's not just Juneau that doesn't have any snow on the ground. The whole state is getting warmer. The latest National Climate Assessment came out last week, and in its chapter on Alaska, it calls the state one of the fastest warming places on Earth. And winter is warming faster than any other time of year. According to the report, the coldest days of the year here are supposed to increase by more than 12 degrees by mid-century. That could mean lower heating bills all around. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.